Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Very pleased to have back with us one of the most interesting guys you're ever going to meet, particularly if you're in business. His name is Jim Funk. He's one of the team of consultants over there at the Small Business Development Center, which I still say is one of Rock Hill's greatest kept secrets. For anybody who's in business not using this thing, they're nuts. They're nuts. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing great, Manning. Thanks for having me back, and thanks for the plug. We really appreciate this kind of opportunity to be with you and share the word, because we are here to help all small businesses.
Now, you are part of a network of small business development centers across the state.
That's right, across the state and across the nation. The whole concept of the SBDC, the Small Business Development Center, was created by Congress in 1979. So it's been around a long time. And, you know, a pro tip for everybody out there who has friends and family in other states who could use some small business consulting, they can just Google their local state's SBDC, and they'll have access to the same kind of services that we have here. In the state of South Carolina, that's our focus, of course, and we have about 50 consultants across the state.
50? Mm-hmm. My gosh. And you work literally with any size business, no matter what the product or services that they're putting together?
The only limit for us is the SBA, Small Business Administration, guideline for a small business. And most people are quite surprised to understand that for the vast majority of businesses, they can have up to 500 employees and still be considered a small business by the SBA. Now, we don't have very many clients that have 500 employees. We'd love to have some because we're all about economic impact and economic development, and those large organizations have the best opportunity to do that. But we serve businesses in all industries and in all stages of life. So a pre-venture client can come to us and say, hey, I've just got an idea. I was thinking about doing a fill-in-the-blank. And we'll be a sounding board at the beginning. And a lot of times that's the end of that relationship. But then many times it grows, and we help them understand structurally how to set it up. Hey, do I need to create an LLC? Do I need a business license? But then most importantly, we help them understand who their customer will be and what they offer that will make that customer part with their money. And we help them forecast what the cash flow of the business might be. You know, what's a reasonable sales amount and number of units and price? And how many people of the people that you want to sell to are in the area? So we have access to paywall databases that we use our student team to do applied research for our clients and provide them with that kind of information. And then our services continue through the maturing stages of life. As businesses are growing, we come alongside business owners mainly when they're going through an inflection point, going through a change. Hey, I want to move from my home-based business into a brick and mortar. Hey, I need to start hiring some employees. I want to go to a second location. Or often, I need funding. I need some money. Okay. And so we're very experienced in all those areas. And then even at end of life, succession planning with clients, we can help clients who are thinking about selling their business. We have access to tools that allow us to create a valuation of a business and that we share with our clients so they can look at that number and, more importantly, look at the drivers that will make that number go up, so that their sales price, when they do decide to sell, will be greater.
Have you ever run into a business that you just felt you could not help? Because, I mean, there's so many different varieties out there.
There is not a specific industry or size or type of business that we've not been able to help. The biggest challenge we have is that entrepreneurs tend to be loners. They tend to be people who think they can and want to do it all. And that's one of the hardest lessons we have to try to teach people. Ask for help. Aside from all the kind of normal business consulting things that you would think about with the SBDC, we have a great network. We know people in all industries, all government agencies, all kinds of lending institutions, and our client base. I've been with the SBDC for 5 years now, and I've had 495 clients. Ooh. And it's rare anymore, now that the list is that long, that somebody doesn't come in and say, hey, I'm in this business. I've probably already worked with a couple clients in that same business. And one of the things we always do is try to connect our clients. Now, we have very strict confidentiality rules, so we will never share any information, even contact information of our clients without their permission. But it's great when somebody's coming in and saying, hey, I'd like to start a boat storage, a boat and RV storage facility. And then we can look at our client database and say, hey, here's a guy over on this side of the county that did that with us 2 years ago, so we know all about it. And this other guy's at the other side of the county, so they're not really competitors. We put those two people together, and 99% of the time, the existing business is willing to help.
And I'm sure people who are listening to this are saying, well, that sounds pretty expensive. I mean, that's a lot of talent, a lot of know-how. I don't know whether I want to spend that kind of money on. And this is where the shocker is. Go ahead.
So our fee schedule for our services is zero, and it remains zero throughout the consulting relationship. And I have some clients that I've had a five-year consulting relationship with, and they utilize me when they have those inflection points. They need to borrow some money. They have an event, kind of a technical event that they need help with. But a lot of times they'll pick up the phone and call me and say, hey, I'm going on Straight Talk on Monday to talk about my business. Can I bounce my script off of you? When you get to things like that, it's when the consulting really gets fun for me.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because you've developed a sufficient amount of trust with that person. And everything we do is free and confidential. And it's fun. Another good indication of the value of our services to our clients when they'll say, a year after starting to work with us, they, from time to time, after we've spent a couple hours together, they'll look up at me and say, now, when are you going to start charging for this? And we're lucky enough to be able to say, never.
Yeah. Well, this is one of these government programs that really, really works and does what it's designed to do, which is to shepherd businesses of all kinds, all sizes, all kinds, up to 500 people, which is a big business, and help them get through the trials and tribulations that they have just being in business. It happens all the time.
Yeah, and it's very valuable for the business owners, and small businesses make up a significant percentage of the employers in this state and nationally. And so we're there helping those businesses get stronger. We all know there's been a lot of reconsideration of funding of government programs.
Sure.
Over the last year or so. And we're happy to say that the SBDC has been front and center in the programs that have not been subjected to any consideration of cuts because of our economic impact, which is well known. And, we share that information regularly with our legislators and others, and we return about $9 for every $1 of funding that we get.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty good. I don't care whether you're blue or whether you're red, what the heck it is, that's good. So when you look at this network of clients that you have, and what's coming to the state of South Carolina? Granted, you have, what'd you say, 500 of you across the state of South Carolina?
50.
50, I'm 50. Sorry, 50.
Yep.
50 across.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have enough to handle all this?
Well, we do. And as we as our needs grow, you know, we evolve and add resources as necessary. You know, when we have big employers come into the state, you know, thinking about companies like GT Tire, Scout Motors more recently.
Oh, yeah.
We end up working with a lot of their Tier 1 and Tier 2 suppliers.
Sure.
So when one of those gigantic companies comes in, it's a huge economic impact, but it also creates a huge supply chain. And it's those companies that come here that become our clients.
And it's interesting you mentioned that. I just saw somewhere here that Scout Motors is hiring its first 75 to 100 employees to get involved with whatever it is, the engineering or something down there.
Here
they come.
I don't know if you've driven down 77 lately. I'm amazed at that site. It's going to be gigantic. And in our team in Columbia and in Blythewood in that area and with the SBDC is getting lots of action from that.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah. Just think of the suppliers that they need to have to run a plant that size. Yeah. I mean, everything you can imagine, nuts, bolts, screws, tires, transmissions. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on.
Cleaning services, landscaping services, maintenance services, all of those will be done by Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3 suppliers that will go all the way down to very small businesses.
So let's use that as an example. If I had, let's say I had a landscaping business, and I heard about Scout Motors down there, and I'm trying to go from a mom-and-pop operation to something more on a commercial basis, would I come to you, Jim Funk, and say, look, I want to be able to handle at least part of the landscaping, because that's a lot of landscaping down there. How would I do that?
Yeah, and we get that a lot. And, you know, that's an example, a big Scout Motors coming into the area. And another example of a huge employer is the government. The federal government, the state government, and local governments. So in all those cases, you know, one thing we do is help them understand their business and what they're capable of. A real problem can be a small landscaping company, you know, go make a lowball bid to Scout Motors for 70 acres of grass cutting, whatever the crazy number is, and then realize they've only got three guys and, you know, three mowers. And then they're going to default on that agreement or they're going to have to get money. So we talk a lot about that first, you know, what you can bite off. And then we know people, and I mentioned our Columbia team with the SBDC speaking specifically about Scout Motors. They know the sourcing people at Scout Motors. The SBDC have participated in a sourcing fair with Scout, just like we did with Gallo when they came to Chester County.
Oh, yeah.
And we sat there at our table right next to the sourcing people. And as small businesses came and went, they walked out. You know, a lot of them, their heads were spinning and their eyes were rolling back in their heads when they saw what the numbers looked like. You know, we're able to stop them and say, hey, let us help you prepare for this so it could be a success.
Now, explain what you say by sourcing, because I'm sure most people don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so the sourcing team at a company is the team that does the purchasing, the procurement. So, you know, they have company requirements, and they know what they need. And so small businesses need to get connected. You know, and of course, again, back to Scout Motors as an example, they'll get hundreds of inquiries every day from, you know, landscaping companies and other companies, and they've got to go to the right person. Well, we know who the right people are, and they know us, and so this is something else that is a big benefit of working with the SBDC is when a business can tell the sourcing team, the purchasing team, oh, yeah, and I'm an SBDC client. I've been working with them for a year. They help me with my financials. I have a good financial forecast. I know that my marketing program is solid. So that carries a lot of weight, certainly with procurement groups at private companies and with the federal government as well and state and local governments.
So I'm going to use that landscaping business again. I'm coming in, and I've got three mowers and ten guys that work with me. And I want to have a piece of this business down there at Scout. And you're going to look at me and say, okay, for us to do this, for your company to do this, we're going to have to ramp from 10 people to 50 people, and we're going to have to go from three mowers to three dozen mowers. Now, how are we going to get there? Either you're going to need capital to hire and you're going to need capital to pay, and you're going to take me through this.
We're going to work through that whole thing with them. So we're going to start with an understanding of their appetite for really taking that on and how much they think they can take on. And it could be that a subcontracting opportunity is better for them. So if there's a gigantic landscaping company running that whole site, which is probably the case, then we can connect them with that company and say, hey, here's a company that can be a sub to you, and they'll take care of the North 40 or, you know, whatever. And you know, they go out and acquire a set of subcontractors. But in any case, we'll do exactly what you said. We will help them understand what capital they're going to need to do this. We'll call it a project if it's existing business. Okay, how many additional mowers you need? How much do they cost per mower? How many people you need to hire? How are you going to hire those? How much working capital do you need to get this thing off the ground? And we'll help them come up with a sources and uses of funds document, is what we call it. Simply, hey, this is how much money I need. And then we help them develop the financial forecast that shows what cash flow they're going to generate from that funding. So when they go to a lender, they say, hey, lender, I need this much money. I need $1 million. Here's what I'm going to spend it on. And, oh, by the way, here's what my financials are going to do in the first 3 years. And, look, I can cover these debt payments no problem, and I'm going to grow and be profitable. And we have templates for all those things. And it's the same thing, as I mentioned, with sourcing groups at companies and with the government. Lenders get excited when they hear that a client has worked with the SBDC.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Because they know they're not going to come in with a shoebox full of receipts and, you know, and a wish and a prayer. So many times when they do, the banks say, hey, why don't you call the SBDC?
Sure.
Let them help you a little bit. Why don't you come back after you've worked with them?
And my guess is you would also help that landscaping company come up with a realistic rate that they should be charging for this service. You know, if you're mowing somebody's lawn, getting $25 for it, that's not what you're going to need to do a commercial job. You're going to need to charge a lot more than that, and you can tell them that.
And that's part of the research that I mentioned earlier. Yeah. So not only can we go out to all of our landscaping clients and say, hey, we got a new client, and you know, they're going to bid on some scout business. It's going to look like this. What would you charge for it? And you know, people that we know and trust, and get their inputs, and then we'll go to our paywall databases and we'll gather data that shows regionally, certainly nationally, and oftentimes regionally, hey, what are the financials for a landscaping company look like if they're this size? You know, what's their sales rate? What's their charge per acre? What's their average cost of goods sold? And what's their average profit? And we can give all that information to our clients.
So it sounds to me like if you're in business, I don't care whether you've been in business for 6 months or 60 years, this really is almost, I mean, it's like an invaluable service that you all provide. It's like having a business partner without having to pay the partner. I mean, all you're doing is you're just sucking knowledge out of somebody who does this day in and day out that's not part of your business and can look at it with a fresh set of eyes.
And we're very client-centric. We understand, I mentioned earlier, entrepreneurs can be challenging people to work with, and that's fine. We get it, and we will work with any business, as we talked about. But we work at the client's pace. We work on the priorities the client wants to work on, and we work in whatever mode they want. So many want to do a phone call every once in a while. Many want to meet in person at a coffee shop or in our offices here at Winthrop University. Many want to do a Zoom. Some want to meet every week. Hold me accountable. Let's have a weekly meeting. And so I know I have to do it, and I know I have to do what you're asking me to do. Others, you know, we have some intense work on a, quote, project or something they're challenged with, and then they go away for 6 months. And then 6 months down the road, boom, I get a phone call, and they want to talk again. And that's fine with us. I mean, that's the way it works, and we're happy to do it that way.
All right, we got to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Okay, Let's tell everybody how we do what we do here at Substation 2 and why you need to get out of that 100-degree heat and come on in here where it's a nice, cool 75. All right, at the count of three, let's tell them. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Such distinguished people frequent this place, enjoy that, and the food is delicious.
The salads are the best in town.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
We know the type. You like to start early, finish late, make lemon squares, and make payments to the college fund from anywhere in the house. We know you rely on Comporium for the things you rely on most, like a view of the backyard. That's just a bunny, and hundreds of channels to watch, whenever you want. So you may think of us as just your internet company, but we're more like the I didn't know they could do all that company. Comporium, always ready.
We hope you'll choose The Nest to deliver your newest bundle of joy. The Nest is a new labor and delivery recovery postpartum unit at Piedmont Medical Center Fort Mill, working to make your pregnancy and childbirth experience as easy and enjoyable as possible. Our physicians and nursing staff at Piedmont are dedicated to giving expectant mothers the maternity care they want and need. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Substation 2 is excellent. It's fresh. The buns just feel like they came out of the oven, and you can't beat the deli meat.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Jared Road across from Winthrop. Jim Funk is across the street at Winthrop University. He is one of a team of consultants over at the Small Business Development Center. And I think if you're in business, and I don't care what stage of your business life you're in, you might be a manager. You might be an owner. I don't know what it is. If you're not taking advantage of all this service that the SBDC offers, you really missed the boat. So, I mean, is there any way you can take it from soup to nuts? I mean, what is the list of services you provide? Is there anything you don't provide besides money?
There's really nothing we don't provide, and that's the truth. And I have a certain education and experience, as do my colleagues here in Winthrop. Remember, we have 50 people across the state. And so if there's something that I don't know and my colleagues don't know here at Winthrop, we're going to reach out to that network, or we're going to get the client the help they need. And one way we do that is through our specialty teams. So there are some areas that require special expertise and ongoing certifications and training.
Right.
Some examples I mentioned earlier, government procurement, hard to say. Also exporting, also agribusiness. So we have a lot of small farmers who want to start a farm or grow a farm, and we have a team of experts that, you know, so I'll have my normal role as if I'm their primary consultant. I'll get to know them, understand what their needs are, learn a little bit about their financial situation and how the business is going. And then I'll pull in one of the members of our agribusiness team who are expert in the challenges faced by a farm. They're expert in grants that are available from the USDA, from the Department of Agriculture, and state grants. And grants are rare in the business world, so I don't want to mislead anybody into thinking we've got a lot of grant money available. Agriculture is really agriculture and innovation are areas where grants are available sometimes. But if they're there, we'll help them find them. But to answer your question, soup to nuts, certainly at our website, scsbdc.com, there's a comprehensive list of what we do and a method to sign up for our services. But it is literally anything they need. And a lot of times I have to go learn myself how to do those things and then do them again with the client, which is great for me. I mean, I love the job because of that.
I bet, because when you take a look, what do they say? Small business, or they say it's the backbone of America. And most businesses are small businesses, particularly the way they're defined by the federal government, under 500 employees.
Right.
I mean, that's a big business. That's a huge business.
Yeah, it's a huge percentage of the population of the employed population that works for a small business. It's 70-80% in South Carolina that are employed by small businesses, and that includes solopreneurs. And right. We have a lot of clients that are solopreneurs, people that are many of whom are exchanging their time for money. You know, they're doing service type work. And then micro businesses comprise the bulk of our population. SBA defines the micro business as 10 or fewer employees.
Right. So does the SBDC work a lot, let's say here in Rock Hill, with the Gravity Center? Are operations like that that are trying to shepherd people who think they want to be in business?
Yeah, I mentioned earlier we have a great network, which is a great benefit to our clients. And some of our most consistent networking partners are chambers of commerce, economic development groups, and you know groups like the Gravity Center, the venture mentoring services that are offered by RHEDC, by the Rock Hill Economic Development Group, and then the county economic development folks, the state departments of commerce, and with us, Winthrop, of course, we've got a lot of resources and networking we can do there. And so we've got a rich network of resources that, again, we will arrange. It's not a cold call for our clients. It's me explaining to them what these people can do for them and then making a warm connection.
I can't imagine anybody who ever got exposed to what you have to offer not saying, I can't believe this. I need your help because I can't figure this widget out. I can't imagine that.
It happens a lot. And many times, and a frustrating part of it is a client that we do engage with 2 years after they started up the business.
Oops.
Well, we constantly hear, I knew you guys were here when I started this thing out. And yes, we could have helped a lot of the problems because everybody has challenges as they start a new business to keep it alive and growing. We have seen a lot of those issues, and we can help.
Well, I guess the message is you can use this as much as you want. I mean, again, your fee is zero, whether you use them once or twice or whether you use them 1,000 times. It's still zero. We want to help you grow that business because when you grow, so too does the economic impact of what you're doing grow. And that's good for the state of South Carolina and the good old U.S. of A.
That's right. And it doesn't have to be, as we've discussed throughout this talk, any specific kind of a thing. Just tell us what your challenge is.
Yeah, exactly.
Help us understand it, and we'll work with you on it.
All right. Again, how to get that conversation started, go to the website, which is?
scsbdc.com.
SC at SBDC?
Nope. SC.
SBDC.com.
SBDC, yeah. South Carolina Small Business Development Center.com.
Jim Funk, thank you very much. Appreciate all that you and your team do over there at Winthrop University, the Small Business Development Center. Once again, if you're in business, SCSBDC.com. There you go. And that'll wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Okay, one more time. What the heck do we do here at Substation 2? It's hot out there, so you need to get inside here. I guarantee you'll find something you want to eat. At the count of three, let's tell them. 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.